Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Welcome to the Cash Flow from Land Show. In this episode, Stephen and I talk about the property we won't buy, no matter how cheap it is. Basically, we have some rules to make our acquisitions easy and eliminate any problems for us and our buyers. Welcome, Steve. I'm the host today, so I kind of get to run the show.
I'm loving this.
Thank you.
I'm loving not hosting the show.
You know, it is really different sitting in this chair, you know, and doing it like this. I have to admit, I feel like there's a little more pressure on me to kind of keep everything on task. Yeah. You know, not go too sideways, although I am the queen of coming up with the...
You're just the queen.
Thank you. Oh, you know, I like that. Thank you.
You're not the queen of specific stuff. You're just the queen.
I might... You know, it's funny. I'll start the... Like, right this moment, I'll start the off-topic moment, but then I have to reel you back in. It really goes out there because you have fun. So good. All right. So let's talk about... we talk about great deals, how much we're going to pay for properties, what we expect. What's interesting is that doesn't mean that we're spending those prices and not getting quality property, because that's what this show is about here. And this episode is we're going to find the best properties with the right qualities and not spend a lot of money for it. So tell us a little bit about the property, no matter how cheap it is. What won't you buy? What does that mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you, this topic is, the greater point to this topic is, and maybe the title of the podcast might be, what's wrong with the land that you're buying it so inexpensively? You know,
people think that.
Oh, all the time, every day. Oh, you can't buy 40 acres for $4,000. Right. You know, there must be something wrong with it.
Right.
So, you know, the short answer to, you know, what we will not buy under any circumstance is access. Access is a big issue. We talk about the four A's all the time. You know, we try to buy property that has all four A's, or at the very least, maybe two. The four A's are access, affordability, acreage, and attribute. So the more, like, is it close to the Grand Canyon, or it's got a water view or whatever, you know, the more attributes it has, the better. The more acreage in general it has, the better. The more affordable it is, the less expensive it is, the better. And what was the fourth one? I don't remember.
Affordability, access, attributes, acreage.
Properties that I will not buy, and I don't care if they give them away, are properties that have absolutely no access in any way. Right. There's several counties in southeastern California that have, for whatever reason, I don't know how they got subdivided or what, but they just have no access. They have, like, helicopter access, and that's it.
Well, it's not like they can't get access. That's the whole thing, too. You can acquire access, but it's a process. Am I right?
Yeah. I mean, there's one deal that comes to mind. I'll describe the deal to you. This guy is I think he's finally off of our potential acquisition list. He inherited the property, like so many people that we buy property from do. It's a huge deal. It's like, I don't know, several hundred acres. The guy's basically ready to give it to us because he doesn't want to pay the taxes any longer, but it's like on a side of a mountain. Oh. I mean, it's like rock. There's nothing you could ever do to this. So is it okay to actually deed the property, get it, and then advertise to the world that this is unusable property unless you're practicing rock climbing,
right?
Or you do have a helicopter and that's where you want to be. And by the way, there's people that do want that.
That's true.
And is it okay to buy that and advertise it that way and then sell it to somebody? My short answer is no. I think you're setting yourself up for maybe some short-term profit, but not some long-term, you know, reputation.
Right.
So that's the kind of property that's one of the kinds of property that I will not buy, regardless of. There's probably a time, maybe a long time ago, I may have bought it, but I learned since then that after the fourth or fifth or eighth time that you've processed a refund on a piece of property, there might be something wrong with it. I've done that. And this is true. We've done almost 16,000 deals. I think I've processed maybe 10 refunds.
Right. It's not, well, and that's a good point, because we're, A, we buy it right, and B, we're upfront and honest with it. Because some people, this is a whole other thing about access. Legal access and physical access are different things, too, because I have people that want to be off the grid, and they want to have a four-wheel drive mm-hmm. access. They want to, they think it's cool that the road stopped back there. Mm-hmm. You know, it got them to this point. They love that. Or the road's kind of grown over a little bit. Yeah. It's kind of hard to get there. You know, they want to go hunting and camping with their buddies is right. really what they want. So there are I don't know if gray areas is the right term, but there's
every property's different.
Right.
You know, and you can get a real good feel for it after you buy a couple or look at it or even review 10 or 15 properties. You know, mm-hmm. you can tell and look. Google Earth's a beautiful tool. Mm-hmm. You can really tell if there's kind of like two-wheel tracks going through the middle of it or, mm-hmm. you know, and you can look at a plat map and see if there's legal access. There's platted out easements around the perimeter of the property or properties leading to it. So there's lots of stuff you can do. I'm talking about the property that there's just no hope.
I have a funny one. I just thought of it. Sorry.
It's 7 minutes into this, and now we're going to get off topic with Jill. That's a whole show. Off topic with Jill.
No. I'm so sorry. I totally interrupted your thread. No.
I'd rather horse around for an hour.
No, I just
talked about real estate.
No, it's one little thing about access, which I think is so funny, though. Remember the one that we bought that there's a bridge to the island? And depending what you wanted to bring on the bridge, you could tell on part of the island that someone had equipment at some time. Because with the aerial views, they had bladed something. Mm-hmm. There might be a shed on someone's property, whatever. But there's a lot of tree cover. It was next to a river. I mean, gorgeous area. But I even questioned, do I need a boat to get over there kind of thing? You know what? These people bought it. They love it.
That's why they bought it.
They love it. I'm like, I was kind of scratching my head on that one. And I knew it's going to be a special person. But, you know, and again, I priced it so well. We priced it so well. Yeah. They're happy.
You know, I got involved. I do remember that deal, and I got involved. I don't always get involved in every deal now, but I did get involved in that because somebody asked me to. They said, you know, does this thing have access? And I said, well, and I looked into it and called some people, and it did. It totally had access. You know, it was not without jumping through a couple of hoops to get it, but still, this is real estate we're talking about. And I remember you ended up selling those properties to somebody who wanted to have only boat access.
Yeah, like they were fishers or something.
Could they get drive-up access to it if they wanted to by clearing some weeds and stuff? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was on the edge. It was waterfront.
Right.
That was the beauty of it, too. Okay. Right. No one's going to bother you. It's like whoever's on that island, I mean, you guys are, you know, have your own little community, whatever you want, you know, and I think that's what they loved.
I always think like buried treasure. When people, because this has happened for 15 years, people call us and they say, we want property you cannot get to.
Right.
We want to put some stuff out there. You know, and I never ask any questions. Who knows what's going on?
I never thought about it that way.
Yeah.
Do you think there's like bodies on all this stuff that we sell? I'm just kidding.
No, it's bodies. I think there might be buried treasure.
We're going to call it buried treasure. Oh, my gosh.
There's so many derogatory things going through my mind right now.
Oh, okay, got it. Okay, all right, so let's talk about this.
I don't think that you want to own the land if you're going to bury a body.
Guess they might tie it back to you. Yeah. He bought 40 acres and his wife went missing. I'm sorry, you can't say that.
Why is it the wife? Why not the husband?
I don't know. That's a good point. She bought 40 acres and the husband went missing. You're right.
Oh, I'm going to watch my back.
You should. I own a lot of property that you don't know about. And there's no access. I just have to fly over and drop you. Just
kidding. Oh, my gosh.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God.
I totally can.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what I got to say right now? Remember when we used to do these and it was all audio and video and we had both?
Yeah.
And my face is beet red, I'm sure, right now. I wonder, I just kind of appreciate that there's not a camera on me. Oh, that is so...
There is a lot of cameras on you right now. You just don't know.
Oh, great.
It.
Thanks. Right. Yeah, step outside. There's a camera. So, oh, that was funny. Okay, good. So, we talked about properties that we won't buy no matter what, how cheap. We talked about access. What other thing would trigger you, something that you just won't touch?
Properties that are in zoned, specifically zoned, heavy industrial, because our deal flow is so, we have so many properties in the pipeline all the time, I tend to just veto heavy industrial properties for environmental reasons. And I don't want to really go into it because it really scares the hell out of people when I talk about this, but, you know, there's... I don't want to go into it.
Well, no, that makes sense. The bottom line is, it's a rule. You don't even have to go there. You don't even have to think about it. Do I really want to worry about any issues like that?
You don't want to end up cleaning up environmental or hazardous stuff that the guy who owned it before you, you know, you just don't want to get involved in that.
Are you talking like that movie that What's-Her-Face was in?
Erin Brockovich?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
No, this is what I'm talking about. It scares people out of this business sometimes.
Then let's not talk about it. Okay, good. About commercial property.
Yeah. I mean, it sends up a yellow flag, let's say, and I look at it a little bit harder on commercial property. But, you know, when it's zoned, 99.9% of the stuff we buy, you know, is SFR, single family residential, or rural acreage, or
vacation.
Vacant land. I've never seen vacation. But.
I've seen stuff really? Like that.
Zone or recreational.
Recreational, yeah, that's yeah. it. So I've seen that.
So, yeah, I mean, when it's any kind of industrial zoning or designation, I tend to look at it really clearly and most of the time don't buy it.
Got it. What about stuff on the side of a mountain?
Well, we kind of covered that. No, I mean, if it has access problems, you can see it right away. You know, Google Earth is 3D. You can see if it's on the side of a mountain very easily. Mm-hmm. So, I stay away from that. I don't know what else. I wouldn't buy... I don't know.
What about any legal reasons?
Yeah. I'll tell you. You know what? I wasn't going to say this, but I'm going to say it. I won't buy property from somebody who's just an agitated, awful person. I don't care how good the deal is. I'm just at the point in my career where I'm not going to take it.
Do you find those often?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you a story.
I'd like to hear this story.
You may have heard the story, but maybe the three listeners that we have haven't heard this.
I think we're at two now. One just dropped off.
In our business, people, you know, we specifically seek out people who have, they're showing the signs of not wanting their property. They're displaying it to the world. So, and a lot of them really don't want it. So, you know, it's like, how soon can you do this? How fast can you give me my money? And I bought this property from a guy in Texas, and it was 10 acres. And I, let's just say his name's John. It's not, but, and he called me every half hour. Where's my money? Where's my money? Where's my money? So finally, this is a lot of years ago. So finally I said, John, the next time you call me, the price is going to be half of what I quoted you because I was done with the deal mentally. Mm-hmm. And so sure enough, half hour later, he called me and I said, good. Well, what I don't really remember the numbers, but let's say it was $5,000. Now it was $2,500. He said, okay. And I said, if you call me again, it's going to be half because and we're talking about closing the deal in 3 days.
Right.
It's not like we had to wait. You know, and I got a heart. The guy obviously needed some money.
Right.
But after the 40th call, that's it. After 40 calls, it's over. So what happened? He called me again. I said, all right, now it's half of that. And I said, listen, please don't call me anymore. You stop calling me.
Got it.
I said, someone's going to show up at your house this time with a check. We're going to need a signature, notarization, and all that. And so that happened. But he was just, I mean... And then it gets worse after that. There's some people that are just they're very, very angry. A lot of people I've noticed, Jill, you're so much better
at
this than I am.
Well, you know what's so funny about this, Stephen? Because I have a whole different perspective.
Let me say this.
Okay.
We're talking about the exceptions here.
Okay.
This is a strange podcast, actually, because
I don't want to make people think that everybody's
99.8%
like that.
Of these transactions, they're thanking you and they're saying, oh,
they
you
are.
Found me. This is great. Tell me what to do.
I'll buy
you
lunch.
You're solving my problem. Yeah.
They want to take me to lunch when I'm in town.
We're talking about deals we won't do.
Right.
Which is a tiny, tiny little percentage. Almost everybody thanks us.
Mm-hmm.
I bet 90% of these people thank you.
They
say, you really solved my problem here.
They do.
Thanks for $1,000. I was just going to let this go back to the
Remember company. The cat lady? I mean, literally, her cat was like, had like cancer.
We have a bulletin board in our office.
Yeah.
Thank you notes. Handwritten thank you notes from people that buyer property and seller property.
Right. And she was so relieved to get some money to help pay for this for her cats.
Let me tell you, that's a good story. You know what? Yeah. Since that was the first part was a little negative, let me just tell you a beautiful story. A lot of years ago, maybe you did hear this. A woman calls, says her mother owns property. She's been diagnosed terminally ill with cancer. And so we agree to pay a buyer property for $4,000, which is what we typically buy. And we did the deal. And then we get this beautiful handwritten note 3 or 4 months later that says that $4,000, you know, I took my mother to Hawaii and she and I lived there till her last days in this really nice hotel and the whole thing. So, and, you know, that's a more accurate story of the real world that goes on. So, but I will not, this point, I refuse to just deal with really awful people. Yeah, that's true with Land Academy and Landstay.
Mm-hmm.
I interrupted you. What's your take? Because you have so much more patience with this than I do.
Oh, no. My point is I didn't want to go down that path that you think that, you know, there's all these red flags or people you got to watch out for. No, that's not true. If anything, what happens in this environment is someone might be calling me all excited to sell and I feel really bad because it's not a good property and I don't want it. And they may be the nicest, sweetest, whatever. They do. I mean, sometimes would you take anything for it? I'm not kidding, you know. But it's a tough one because I have so many good properties that I really mm-hmm. want to work with right. that I have to sometimes say no to the really wonderful, sweet people because I'm sorry, this property in this area, it's really not worth that much. There's nothing right. I can do with it,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I feel really bad, and that's one reason I won't buy property, and I feel bad about it.
Yeah.
So. Because we joke about me not saying no, but there are a few times when it comes to, you know, business decisions, I don't have trouble saying no.
There's some property, too, that have excessive HOA or LOA, which is like the same as a homeowners association, but only for, like, vacant land. There's one huge subdivision in Pennsylvania specifically that has it's like cost you like $5,000 a year to own a property there. And so they just have the result of that is that everybody lets the property go back because nobody wants to spend $5,000 a year for right. vacant property. And so there's a few red flag subdivisions around the country that I won't get involved in because of that.
Got it.
But again, that's the 0.1% of the properties that we buy.
I guess the point of this whole episode is that you get to be picky. There's a lot to choose from. We can still hit our numbers and be picky. And there's some exceptions we won't make because of those reasons. And the result of this has been our buyers know this.
Yeah, reputation.
So that's it. We have a fantastic reputation with our wholesale buyers as our landstay.com, you know, our bread and butter business. And they know. They know Steve and I and our team, we're not going to buy the bad stuff. It's going to be good stuff, you know, and those are the reasons why we right. haven't had any issues ever, you know. So it's great. Anything else that you would like to add?
No, the acquisition review process is an unusual podcast for us. The acquisition, we have a 3 or 4 point acquisition kind of due diligence period that we go through on this property type, and it's very simple and it's almost always positive, probably 99% of the time. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, just stay away from tough access. That's it.
Yeah. So, awesome. Well, thank you very much, Stephen.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
Ex-wife's burial plot. Well,
oh my gosh. I can't believe it. I got some land for sale. Call me. Anyway. All right. Thank you so much for listening.
You're welcome. Oh, I was listening more than talking, I guess.
It's all good. Let's go buy some land.
I don't think you can talk about burying your ex-spouse.
Shucks, I did. It kind of just slipped. Sometimes I forget because you and I talk about so many things off camera, if you will, and off mic that they just kind of slip out. So sorry about that. That was
it's funny as hell, Jill. It really is.
I really hope I didn't offend anyone. Hey, come on. I hope by now, unless it's your first time listening to our show.
Yeah, well said.
This is the first time listening to your show that is not me at all. So
what?
Well,
I was going to say that, everybody who listens to it knows me by now that I say stuff like this all the time. That's what I thought you were going to say. Oh.
No, I'm not going to actively, you know, like, help, you know what I mean. Offing someone here. No. I don't know.
We're just joking.
I'm joking. So anyway.
Show. Good show.
That's funny. That was really good. So, yeah, I'm kind of liking this host thing.
Yeah, good. I'm loving it, actually.
Are you?
Yeah,
okay, good. It.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.